Buffalo's going to be back. It's going to be bigger and better than it ever was before.
That's the promise of the Buffalo Billion, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo. The governor uses the phrase game changer when he talks about what he's trying to do in Buffalo, in Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, and Dunkirk. But is his approach luring companies to New York State by building them expensive facilities at taxpayer expense really going to transform regional economies? Cuomo thinks so. So does Elaine Carlieros, the governor's point person on upstate economic development.
Look at Albany, the model that the governor referred to. What started with every deal being, say, 500 or 1,000 jobs ended up being in the thousands more of support jobs.
Cuomo's approach carries risk, however. Take Solar City in Buffalo, for example. The state is investing $750 million to build and equip what is being billed as the largest solar panel manufacturing plant in North America. But the company is losing a lot of money, close to $100 million a month in the first quarter of this year. What's more, the industry is rapidly changing and subject to stiff competition from the Chinese. John Caney, executive director of the good government group Reinvent Albany, said Solar City is just one example of why high tech can be such a big risk.
There's big, big problems with the whole Carlieros, Sunny Poly economic development model. And it's not just accountability and transparency having to do with conflict of interest and corruption risk. It also has to do with just financial and fiscal risk and whether or not the public should be bankrolling high-tech factories in very volatile industries.
These new jobs would boost employment in the Buffalo area by less than 0.5%. The same goes for other communities that Cuomo has targeted. These jobs come at a big cost to taxpayers. Jobs at the state-funded Photonics Initiative in Rochester carry a per-job price tag of $250,000 in change. The cost per job at Solar City in Buffalo tops $500,000 per job. Greg Leroy is executive director of Good Jobs First, a national research organization that tracks economic development subsidies. He said the governor is giving away way too much in exchange for these jobs.
He's buying jobs at prices that the state will never break even on.
As well as creating jobs, economic development policies usually aim to grow a community's tax base. That's especially important upstate, where an eroding tax base has saddled residents with sky-high taxes. But this economic development model for upstate creates little new tax revenue for cash-strapped communities because the high-tech manufacturing plants are owned by state-controlled nonprofits.
Nonprofits in New York do not have to pay property taxes, sales taxes, or any other taxes other than payroll taxes.
Voluntary payments are an option. In Albany, one of the nonprofits agreed to pay the city $500,000 a year for at least 3 years to help make up for at least some of the lost tax revenue. Leroy of Good Jobs First said the lack of tax revenue means local taxpayers get little to no benefit for the new development in their communities.
When subsidized companies or enterprises don't pay property taxes or sales taxes, that means everybody else either has to pay higher taxes or get lousier public services.
Leroy, who has studied subsidy deals across the country, said Cuomo's approach is unlikely to help upstate grow either its tax base or job market.
I think New York State is getting a very bad value for its buck. I don't think the legacy of this administration is going to be the kind of reform in economic development that New York State so desperately needs.
For WBFO, I'm Jim Heaney with Investigative Post.